With regards to the five daily salahs, this is necessary for us. It is compulsory upon every Muslim male and female who is sane, who is baligh. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. However, that person who does not read their salah is a grave sinner. If there's no shari'i condition, then that person is a major sinner who is deserving of the punishment of Jahannam. On the other hand, any person who denies salah, I don't need to read salah, I don't consider it as compulsory, that person has immediately left the folds of Islam. Be careful of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, so after them, in their place, came those unworthy successors who missed salah and pursued their lusts. So they will therefore soon encounter the jungle of ghay in hell. It is mentioned that by Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'udhami Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. What is this ghay? Ghay is a valley in hell, in Jahannam. It is hotter and deeper than the others. In it is a well called Hubhub. When the fire of hell is about to be extinguished, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this well in order to blaze the flames of Jahannam again. It is mentioned that this well is for those people who are alcoholics, those who consume riba, interest and usury, those who are adulterers and fornicators, those who cause distress to their parents, and those who do not offer their salah. Now, ask yourself a question. I need to ask myself as well. Do I fall in any of these categories? Does the person drink alcohol, commit zina and adultery, fornication? Does the person distress and cause harm to their parents? Does the person not offer their salah? If yes, then we know what to expect in the hereafter. Let us make our mindset, no matter what it is, that my life must revolve around these five daily salahs. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.